Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Glad you are here, ladies and gentlemen. Happy that you are listening. It is, Thursday? August 25th. It be 2016. And as you know, this is serious talk about you and your buckos with a little comedy injected. No, really. We're here to talk about you and your money and all points in between. We'll do the markets, the election, the accusations, the debt, the deficits, the central banks, the scams, the shams, the corruption. You name it, we cover it. Again, thanks for being with us today. Before we get going, if you do not get this show in your city, go to GaryK.com. You can listen live or archive. We're live 6:06 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Also at GaryK.com. You can follow me on Twitter. Just press the button or go to Twitter at Gary Kaltbaum. You can email me. Just be nice. Got a couple of good emails in the last day. All political. You can read our commentary, articles. We post charts of the day, news of the day, and all that stuff today. Press the money management button if you'd like to hear what we're doing. We'd like to hear what you're doing. Subscribe button, consulting button. It's all there at GaryK.com. Yay. Where do I want to start today? First off, Jim Rohrbach will be on a little later in the show. We'll do the market wrap in the next segment. A few things I want to just get off my chest. First off, got another call from the IRS today. No, really, the IRS. And basically what they told me was that I am going to be arrested. They told me that I owed money. They told me that he went through all kinds of legalese on purpose just to wind me down to say there are two things you can do. You can go to court, and if you lose, you're going to pay us $69,000. Or you can send us $3,959 right now. That's what the IRS told me today. I said, okay, I'll send the $3,959. Where do I send it? Well, because of the IRS notification, rectification thingamabobs, we can't accept credit cards or check. We need cash. I said, oh, really? Cash? Who do I give it to? Well, we'll set up a meeting with somebody, and you'll give it to them. And that's when I started cursing the guy out and went through the whole litany of things. And it came from a Washington, D.C. number, but really isn't a Washington, D.C. number. They actually sound like they're all in the Philippines. No, really. This is the third one I've got. They're all in the – it sounds like the Philippines. That's the best – that's what I think. So – couple of things, ladies and gentlemen. Number one on the hit parade, the IRS is never going to call you to send them money. They're never going to call you to tell them to bring them cash. They're never going to call you to tell you you're going to be arrested, and they're never going to call you to tell you you're going to be arrested for over $3,959. You all know that, right? Next. I'm still receiving about 10 robocalls a day, and sometimes not robocalls. People just call me from oil and gas partnerships, health insurance, life insurance, pool cleaners. I guess I'm on the great list right now. So I got a lot of emails from you guys about things I can download, this, that. I'm looking into them because I got to do it soon because I'm getting pissed. Man, oh, man, oh, man, it doesn't end. Gary's on the list. Next. Well, it is now devolved, as I have told you on this show. Remember, voice of logic, that's me. And isn't it amazing how right I have been? Isn't it? The crook and the chameleon. She's a crook, he's a chameleon. Now, I know you Trumpsters out there that email me and are real upset with me. Even you have to admit, he's now changing his stance on immigration. And just remember, I told you he was never going to deport 11 million people. No chance in hell. It's never going to happen. Amongst other things. Thus, he's a chameleon. Now, I'd rather have him than her. But I got to tell you, it seems like he's trying to lose. We'll see how it goes. But today, first, he called her a bigot yesterday, saying that the Democratic Party has never done anything for blacks and Hispanics. All they do is flap their gums and do nothing for them. Guess what? That is correct. Barack Obama, who is black, never did anything for the black community in the last 8 years. The statistics are, my goodness gracious. And by the way, this is not opinion. It's numbers. And we're talking about one child, one parent family, education, all kinds of stuff. Something's got to be done. And nobody's done it. They just flap their gums and try to win votes. So Trump's right on that, but I don't know if bigot's the right word. Moron's a better word. But here's the other part of the equation. Today, Hillary Clinton came out and basically tied Donald Trump to everything racist in this country. Tied him to the KKK, even though the KKK gave Hillary Clinton $20,000 recently. Not that she knew it, but anyway, it was an amazing speech in that she might as well put a robe on him. And of course, amazingly, she tied his followers, his voters, into this racism thing. Now, you and I well know that if you're a Republican, you're a racist. Right? So, but this one was a doozy. You know, I've heard it before. You've heard it before, but this one was scathing. Wow, this is going to be an unbelievable last 10, 11 weeks, and it is going to be an unbelievable. What are they doing, three debates? The venom, the ugliness is now out. Gloves are off. Wow. And I'm a little surprised that Hillary did this because I thought she was just going to try running the table, but I think there's a couple of things going on. Just remember, voice of logic. I think they know there's some bad emails to come out, some really emails to tie them to a lot. Look, we already know she's a crook and an influence peddler, and everything I've said to you has all come true. I told you all these things months ago before these emails came out. It was a gimme. And, of course, the media doesn't do their job. You don't investigate the fact that she destroyed 30,000 emails while they're collecting hundreds of millions of dollars from these nefarious places who are buying influence from them. No, why investigate? There's nothing going on here. Anyway, I think that's what's going on. But something else has me a little bit goofy. If she's winning so big, would she really be doing this? I am wondering. Just wondering if this election is a lot closer than they're leading on. And I am wondering, since the media is criminal, whether their polls are a bunch of BS. I'm just wondering. Because if I'm Hillary Clinton right now, I'm being less attacking and more presidential. But she's the other way around. So I'm going to put a big on that right now. And as always, we'll keep reporting to you. And again, I call him the crook and the criminal. That's the crook and the chameleon, because that's what they've showed me to be. Simple as that. I don't know who Donald Trump is. I know what he said a few times, and I know I changed his stance a few times. Boy, oh boy. I'm just sitting there thinking about the next 4 years. I should have run for office a few years ago, and I should have run for president now. By the way, I'm being serious when I say that. I'm not being so facetious or sarcastic. This country needs some logic to it. Let's hope one of these people has some logic. We know the crook doesn't. We'll see if the chameleon does. Now, of course, we'll just see who wins, and we'll basically head on from there. So that was the story in Electionville today, ladies and gentlemen. It was quite interesting to see, and man, it's getting vicious. What does that have to do with you and your money? Everything. Up next, market wrap, moves of the day, news of the day. Got another big insider buying of the day. Then Jim Rohr back in a little bit, more news and all that stuff. Thanks for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
BizTalkRadio.com.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. Let's see if I can get through the market wrap in this segment. Ladies and gentlemen, Thursday edition of the market wrap. Brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market with his proprietary indicators. Go check it out. investment-models.com, and Jim will be on real soon. Dow down 33, S&P down 3, NASDAQ down 5, NASDAQ 100 down 8, the SOX was up 3, was better, Russell 2000 up 2, transports were down 50, Europe was weak, new highs definitely contracted. Interesting enough, advances led decliners on the New York 1613, about flat on the NASDAQ. In the Dow today, only thing I saw was United Health down 2.5 and Walmart down a stick. Of note today, a few things. Number one, gold was down. Gold stocks were very strong early, rebounding some from yesterday's trashing, but they sold them off too. Was still up on the day, but you can tell there's distribution there. That's number one. Number two, do not forget it is end of month. What's today? 25th? So 26th, 27th, 28th. Next Wednesday is end of month, and you know what they usually do at the end of month, so we'll see what happens. Tomorrow is Janet Yellen. She's in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. She's doing a speech. God, it would be so great if she got laryngitis. Can somebody put, like, some pepper in her water? Anything to knock that throat out. Of note, middle of the day today, they started coming after healthcare, namely biotech. By the end of the day, came back some, but another rough day for everything healthcare. Off of what happened yesterday with Mylan and the CEO and their pricing. And it's interesting, I'm getting emails on both sides of the coin. The emails defending Mylan, not really defending them, but saying something to the effect of, well, if there was at least competition, you know, pricing better. Well, you're right. The fact is, competition is, it takes too long for the FDA to approve and all that. And I know some people that withdrew because of how long it took. That doesn't give somebody a license to go up sixfold on price. That's all. And in case you don't know, the CEO, I don't know the woman's name, was on CNBC this morning. I actually turned on CNBC to watch it. And there's something wrong in that the questions were too easy, the commentary afterwards were too easy and too nice. And it seems to me maybe Mylan does a lot of advertising with NBC. That could be the only reason, because I got to tell you something. She was terrible. Terrible interview. Terrible defense. Didn't ask direct questions. She kept blaming the system. What? oh, and the system and the health care and how much they pay. And no. Horse crap. She's lucky I wasn't doing the interview. So, again, they hit the health care again today. And, frankly, I have no idea what happens from here at this juncture except to say they're damaged goods right now. It is event-driven, so event-driven things can change back very quickly. So I'm going to throw an I don't know on it and just be very careful and tiptoe around it. And they've been smacking them pretty good over the last couple of days off of this. Hillary Clinton started talking about egregious and this and that, and I think that caught on also. And the worry is they're going to look at pricing, and yeah, that's a pretty darn good worry. If you looked at Obamacare, you better go look at Hillary Care. Made Obamacare look like a walk in the park. And by the way, Obamacare, Tennessee raising premium 60%. I went through all these states. The average is going to be 25%. But don't worry, everything's great. Obamacare is fantastic. Also of note, as I move through the jungle here on price movement, I wanted to get through a few things here. Dollar General down $16. Dollar Store Company. Dollar Tree down $9 and change to 85.5. Another Dollar Store Company. So definite theme there of a group that topped out pretty hard and nasty today. And on numbers. Signet Jewelers down 12 to 83. Standex down 8 to 83. Tech Data down 7 to 73. Allergan, here we go with the medical, down 7. McKesson 6. Regeneron 5. Express Scripts. The pharmacy benefit managers got hit today. Express Scripts were down like 6%. Martin Marietta Materials 4, AutoZone 4, St. Jude Medical 4, Mallinckrodt 4, CVS Health 4, AveXis, Alexion Pharmaceuticals, AmerisourceBergen, all in the threes. So rough day for healthcare. In the twos, FedEx, Celgene, which is medical, Vulcan Materials, Vulcan, force be with you. So United Health and the Dow breaks the 50-day badly today. Ulta Salon down 2.5. And in the aftermarket, this leading stock is down $6 in the aftermarket, but that's kind of sort of negligible compared to the move it's recently had. But Ulta Salon is down $6 in the aftermarket. And as I'm going through the downside, a lot of healthcare. On the upside today, AEP Industries buyout up 34 to 111. Chipotle up 10 to 413. Technically, we're just telling you technically, that 385 to 400 area on Chipotle looks like an area that does not want to go lower, and they're trying to turn the corner here. We'll see what happens. Workday up 5 and change on their numbers. Let me just tell you what their numbers were. They lost 4 cents a share, but they beat the numbers. Hey, Clayton Williams Energy 4, Tiffany's 4 on their numbers. You ready for their numbers, Tiffany? Earnings minus 2, sales minus 6. So the beat goes on. Bunch of companies reporting crappy numbers, but they beat the lowered number and they act well. And Rackspace up 2 and change. The talk of buyout. Burlington Stores, that one had good numbers, was up 4 and change or 5 and change today. Finished up 2 and change, but it's had a good run. So that's a somewhat of a discounter that did not get smacked to smithereens today. Panera, blah, 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 blah. And that is your ever popular over the top movers of the day. So we remain very tight range, a little bit of distribution in here, nothing end of the world type action. We get the central bank tomorrow. Well, we get Yellen. I have no idea what she's going to say. I don't know how the market's going to react. I will tell you this, every time she opens her mouth, seriously, seems like the market goes up. And it seems like financials go up because she keeps teasing that they're going to raise rates, and supposedly that helps financials. Supposedly. So we'll see what tomorrow brings. Yay. You know how sick I am of these people. Right? Up next, hopefully Jim Rohrbach's holding. We'll talk about the markets, what he's thinking, and all that fun stuff. Thanks for being here. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
It's National Make-A-Will Month at LegalZoom.com, so it's time to take care of your will or trust. LegalZoom makes it easy. They're not a law firm, so there's no office visits or paying expensive hourly rates. Instead, you could save over $100 with LegalZoom's will or trust estate plan bundles. And if you don't know whether a will or trust is right for you, don't worry. You'll work with an independent attorney available in 48 states to get advice on what you need. Do the right thing this month at LegalZoom.com. LegalZoom.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need some more school supplies for my son.
Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Back to school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day. Like 12 packs of mechanical pencils for just 75 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
biztalkradio.com.
You're listening to
America is Talking
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. He's a Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thank you for being with us today. Let me just repeat something I said. We are now in the end of month window dressing. It's the last few days of the month where they prop up stocks to make statements look better. They say it doesn't happen. They say it's illegal, but we know it does happen. No, really, it does. Quite often. How do we know? Go back test it. Don't even believe us. Just go back test it. So tomorrow's the 26th, 27th, 28th, 29th, 30th, 30 days have September, April, June, November. So you got four more trading days left. Usually they leave the last day alone. Usually, and we'll see what happens. Again, we have an earth-shattering, earth-moving event tomorrow with this buzzard Janet Yellen going to be speaking. And who knows what she's going to do or say and how the market's going to react. Yay. Can't wait. All right, joining me to talk about markets and all that fun stuff is my good buddy from investment-models.com, Jim Rohrbach. Jim, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Gary. Nice to be here.
Pleasure is always ours, my friend. How is life? How are you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good. I had a few run-ins with simple things that are corrected in.
Yeah, we all have simple things.
I'm 85 years old, so I guess you can expect some of these things.
But you are a young one, may I say. Let's get right into it. We've had a February markets hit a low. We had the Brexit, and now we're up at the tips here. And the market's been trading tight. What are you thinking? Where are you at? And all that fun stuff.
Well, I issued a buy signal on 525, which is what, about, how many months is that?
A while.
3 months at least. And yeah, we're still on that buy signal, which is kind of interesting because we did have the Brexit, but that didn't drop us either. My concern is that we're going to get a sell signal, and it could be a bad one. I don't make predictions, but there are a lot of strange things happening in the financial world. And when I talk to investors, I always ask the question, if you lost money in that major decline in 07 and 08, are you prepared to avoid that from happening to you again? And I know that with my RICS index, I will avoid any major decline because it forces me to get out very early in a decline. It did that in 2007 and 2008. In 2008, the Holberg Digest ranked my newsletter 7th in the country. That's quite a distinction when they track, I guess, almost all financial newsletters.
That's
so
pretty darn good.
But speaking in Southern Florida in a few months, and the question I'm going to ask always is, how did you do in that last crash? I don't want you to tell me. I want you to think about it. And then I'm going to say, what are you doing now to prevent it? And I can tell you with a high degree of certainty that my RICS index will tell us when the trend changes. And I had a call from one of my subscribers, and he says, Jim, I believe the RICS index, but I didn't get in on this last one because I kept thinking that the market was going to drop drastically, so I just waited. And now I'm sorry I didn't get in because we're up like 4.5% since then, something like that on the S&P. He says, what I'm going to do, he says, I'm going to think and try to convince myself to not listen to what my brain is telling me, but listen to what the Rix is telling me, because it's a mathematical formula, and I know that it works. So we'll wait and see how this guy does.
Can you talk just a little bit of how long you've been doing this, and how did you come up with this?
Well, it's kind of interesting. I worked as an executive for AT&T, and one day I looked around and I saw someone gathered around, a couple of people gathered around a desk, and I went back, I said, what's going on here? And the guy says, I'm posting my stock to a chart. Now, back in, this was in 1964, there were no charts to speak of. And I said, that's fascinating. I said, why do you do that? He said, well, you can't remember what the stock does over time, but if you plot it, you can see the trends developing. I said, that's fascinating. He says, I have a book on charting. Would you like to borrow it? People asked me what that book was, but I can't remember. But I picked up the book, and I couldn't put down the subject. I said to myself, you know, if you could figure out when the trend of the stock market changes direction, you might be able to make some money at this game. And so I worked on it for 7 years, trying all different approaches. I wanted it to be mathematical, not guesswork or predictions what's going to happen in the next 6 months. That's all BS, and you know it, I know it. So I developed this formula that converts the action of the market every day into a number that represents the trend for that day. So if you can do that and you can see that in a series of days the trend is going up, eventually it will create a buy signal. In my case, I use a plus 12 as the number. And if it starts down, if it hits a minus 12, it's a sell signal. It's that simple, and it's been reliable for over 40 years. Most people say you can't time the stock market, and they're right. Most people can't time the stock market. I'm here to brag a little. I can time the stock market. You see what I do. You see that I hit the ball pretty good.
We've been seeing it for a while. Hey, Jim, for somebody who wants to get your newsletter, do you have anything for a month or 2 months, or, you know, what do you got?
Well, if they write to me, I'll give them a copy of my latest newsletter, maybe several of them. Just write to me at jim@rixindex.com. Now, the newsletter that I send them will have all of my buy and sell signals since 12/23/11. So that's over 5 years. And they can look back and see if they were successful calls. Of course, some of them are down and some of them are up. The ones that are up are up more than the ones that are down. But they can see that. It's in the newsletter. They can also look my results up on my webpage, which is investment-models.com. I have results there for 45 years or 40 years.
All right, so it's jim@rixindex.com to email you?
Yes.
And that's R-I-X.
R-I-X-I-N-D-E-X. jim@rixindex.com.
All right. And the website is investment-models.com. It's very simple for everybody who's listening. In or out, no gray areas. You can go check the record on his website right now. That's investment-models.com. Jim, any last words?
Well, I think when they look at my results on my webpage, they're not believable. Most people don't believe them. Some people criticize them, And those that criticize them are wrong. I think I'm
all right, my friend.
I'll be glad to help these people get started. If they want to try it for a while, I'll send them some free ones.
And I will put a link up on our website for it also. Fair enough?
Hey, that sounds good, Gary.
All right. Jim, thank you so much. Stay well, stay healthy, say hello to your wife, and we'll talk to you real soon.
Always good to talk to you, Gary.
All right, my friend. Up next on The Edge, more of this, that, and the other thing, and whatever else. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, just picking up my online back-to-school order.
Here you go. And with Staples' 110% price match guarantee, you got the lowest prices.
Order online, ready in store in an hour.
Staples makes going back to school easy peasy.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Any more and this will get cheesy.
Order online, pick up in store, and get everything you need at the lowest prices, period. Staples, make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time, see store or staples.com for details.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it would take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
BizTalkRadio.com. You're listening to...
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, go.
Action! Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum.
Little housekeeping. I will be on Fox News's Your World tomorrow in the 4 to 5 o'clock hour. And I will be on Fox News's Cavuto on Business Saturday morning, 10:30 to 11. Don't miss both. I will be my usual handsome and charming self, talking about all the important topics out there, or whatever the heck they want me to talk about. Hey, I'll talk about the Mets if they want me to. They're not doing good. They've got a lot of injuries. That's the problem with the Mets. Very depressing. I was looking forward to a very big year this year. And it ain't happening. Some tidbits. Chesapeake Energy, CHK, just want to let you know that the director just bought about 350,000 shares, just above $6. The stock closed at $6.33. This is on top of another person buying stock a couple of weeks ago at around $5.80, $5.90. Just remember, just because an insider buys does not mean the stock's going up. Advance Auto Parts. Interesting. Big, huge buying. Somebody bought 650,000 shares, a director, back about 154 in May, June. And we watched the stock go to 173. And then it got hit on its earnings. The earnings report was terrible. Earnings down 16, revenues down 5, and the stock got hit. Well, it got hit down to about 158. Guess what? Buyers. Interesting. On one end, it's not a big deal. On another end, maybe. The CEO just bought $1 million worth of stock on the bad news. Now, I say maybe not that big of a deal because the CEO buying $1 million of stock is meaningless, really, probably. You know, we look when insiders are buying some conviction. I gather the CEO is worth a lot of money. But we'll keep an eye on it. We're always very interested when insiders are buying in their companies. And we're getting a little bit of that. Remember in recent past, we told you about Wynn's Resorts at $57 to $60, went up to 105. And by the way, Steve Wynn just bought some more stock at 100, but he's down on that right now. J.P. Morgan in the middle of February, Jamie Dimon bought stock at $53, a load of, I think, like $30 million. Stock's now 66. Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines. A lot of insider buying in and around here right now off of their bad action in that stock. So there's been a few, but not a lot. Not a lot at all. We will be providing you, we're coming out with our little insider buying and selling, I don't know if you call it a study. We did a study many years ago on insider buying and insider selling, and we put it together again, and we're going to offer it for free. We're benevolent. can I tell you? So that's a little bit of the insider buying, insider selling thing. Next, you probably never heard of this stock. It's called Talend. Okay. Software company, just came public at 18, opened at 25, went around to 33, closed today at 30. Why am I bringing it up? It closed at 30. As of right now, it's going to open tomorrow at 23. Big loss. And, of course, they announced a big loss. The company's never made money. And if you decided to own it, you're down about 20-some-odd percent going into tomorrow. Rules. Number one, we don't like buying companies that lose money. Two, we don't want to own stocks without any big cushion going into earnings, especially a new company. And there you got it. So we just want to let you know, not going to be a fun day tomorrow for that stock. Any other aftermarket? Splunk. Splunk is down $5 to 60 and change in the aftermarket. GameStop closed at 32 and change. I got it at 29 and change. And as mentioned, Ulta Salon closed at 271 and change. I have it at 266 on the bid, but the stocks had a pretty darn good run. On the upside, Autodesk closed at 63.70. It is 65 in the aftermarket. And that'll do it. For your over-the-top aftermarket reporter today. We are really through earnings season now. I think there's a few more retailers, but we're pretty much done now. We're seeing the dollar stores got whacked today. Not a good thing. Costco looks like it's rolling over. A few more of these discount retailers. Be wary of that. If Dollar Tree and Dollar General get whacked on their earnings, what do you want to do with the rest? Be wary. Wary. W-A-R-Y. That is what is known to us as the little cousin stock theory. That a few things, a few stocks in a group get whacked, you better be watching the rest of them. Muy importante. I think that's about it. Yellen. Here's the deal. If she sounds like they're going to raise rates, the dollar's going to strengthen, commodities are going to get hit. The rest of the market, I'm not sure. If she sounds like all this talk in the last couple of weeks of raising rates is a bunch of bull crap, guess what's going to happen? Dollar's going to get whacked. The easy money principle will continue, even if they raise the quarter point, they're still at a half, and everybody else is still printing trillions, so it doesn't matter. But, hey, speculators. But in that case, dollar will get whacked, gold will turn back up quickly with other commodities, and the market probably also. We'll see what that means. I believe she yaps at 10 in the morning or something like that. Have a great evening. Drive carefully. And when you get home, do like we do. Simple procedure. Do make sure you hug your children. Good night, all.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Gary Kultbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kultbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's 1-888-422-5559.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.